Blog Talk Radio.
If I had the gift of being able to speak in other languages without learning them, and I could speak in every language there is in all of heaven and all of earth, and I did not love others, I would only be making noises. Even if I had the gift of all of prophecy and I knew all about what's going to happen in all of the future, and if I knew everything about anything, but I didn't love others, what good would it do? Even if I had the gift of faith so that I could speak a mountain and it would move, what good would it be without love? And even if I gave everything to the poor, and even if I were burned alive for preaching the gospel, and I didn't love others, what good and what value would it be? About my love, it is patient, and it's kind, and it's never jealous, or envious, or boastful, or proud. It's never haughty or selfish or rude. Love does not demand its own way. It's never irritable or touchy. It doesn't hold grudges, and it will hardly even notice when others do or say wrong things to it. It's never glad to see injustice, but always rejoices in the truth. And if you love someone, then you'll be loyal to them, no matter what it costs. And you will always think the best, and you will always defend them. And all the spiritual gifts and powers from God, someday, these are going to come to an end. But love, it endures forever. Good morning. This is What's Your Ruth. I love mornings. It is Thursday, August 29th. It's 8:02. This is my program here, there, and everywhere. Lots of divisions, you know, in the church and about doctrines and policies. And I kind of talked a little bit about it. But I think a good follow-up and reinforcement to some of the earlier things I talked about might be 1 Corinthians, which I read out of, and I'm going to go ahead and start in the beginning of 1 Corinthians. I'm not using a King James version of the Bible, although these and thous are just too confusing. I'm using a Tyndale edition. I like it. In the final days, in these days, and even then, when this book was written, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, he has enriched your whole life. He has helped you speak out for him. And because you're a child of God, he's given you a full understanding of what the truth is. So, you have been given every spiritual blessing, if you have the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, every spiritual gift and power for doing his will, which was then and is now. Doing his will or yours during this time of waiting for the return of Christ. And he guarantees it. He guarantees it. That power, that very same power, up to the end, that you will be counted free from all sin and guilt on that day when he returns. Up to the day when he returns, you are given these powers. Let's be clear about that. God will surely do this for you because he's invited you in to be a friend of Christ, his son, But although there have been some quarrels and arguments abounding among your brothers, even at Chloe's house, I've heard. Some say I follow Paul, and some say I follow Peter. But then you've broken Christ into many pieces. Did Paul die for you? Did Peter die for you? No. Only Jesus died. It's his blood. Not the doctrines of men that make void the word of God. He sent men to preach the gospel. But Christ didn't send men to preach a gospel full of sermons with profound words and high-sounding ideas for fear of diluting the mighty power there is in this simple message, the cross of Christ. That sounds foolish. Foolishness to some. Want to follow protocols and ceremonies. And foolishness, it sounds, to those who are lost that don't understand or being lost. When they hear that all they have to know is that Jesus died to save them and recognize that. And then that message is the power of God. For God says, I will destroy all human plans of salvation, no matter how wise they seem to be, and ignore the best ideas of men, even the most brilliant of them. For God in his wisdom saw to it that the world would never find God through any human brilliance, because he stepped in and sent his son to all those who believe the message. And all the rest of the world will call this silly and foolishness. And even the Jews won't believe, because they want a sign from heaven as proof. They want to perform in this system. Stand out on the corner with their purple robes and their headdresses. Foolishness to Gentiles, because they believe only what agrees with their different spiritual philosophies. And that seems wise to them. The Jews are offended, and the Gentiles say it's just nonsense. But if you have the Holy Spirit, you're walking by the faith and not by the flesh, indwelled by the Holy Spirit of God, that intrinsic knowledge that he left in you, that little bit that he left in each one of us, so that you have no excuse. But God has opened the eyes of those called to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, to see that Christ is the mighty power of God to save them. Christ himself is the center of God's wise plan for their salvation. And if you are the foolish, wisest man, you will notice that you do not have power and wealth. Because God has deliberately chosen to use you and your ideas and the broken things of this world that considers truth foolish and of little worth. And Satan uses those to shame, he thinks, the world. Wise and great he is. He uses those that don't contain that, not deliberately chosen, those that have despised God's plan from the beginning of the world, those not chosen down, not chosen down, no. They consider themselves great. They brag in the presence of others. They are not containers of God. They stand in the presence of others. They are not considered the foolish. And Satan's trying to shame them. Those that the world seems to consider wise and great will soon be broken. They will no longer be able to brag. For it's God alone that's in your life that will save you through Jesus Christ. It's only Jesus Christ's death on the cross. And the preaching and the teaching is plain. And it isn't of wise speeches and human wisdom that will lead men to God. For he has said, the last will be first, and the first will be last. No mere man can ever imagine the things of God. But it is by the Holy Spirit's power proving that those who heard them knew that they were a message from God. Not on man's great ideas, but on God's wise words, because they are from God. They have told humanity about all the glories of heaven and indeed all of those things that existed in the former times, even before this world began. Is it not said, and haven't the prophets said, I knew you before I knit you together in your mother's womb? Hasn't it been said, and don't you understand, that God hated Esau but loved Jacob? Yes. Great men of this world do not understand it because they are the things of this world. They seem foolish. Yes, it is the wisest man that needs to be broken and brought down to weakness. And to understanding that Christ dying on the cross is far stronger than any man, far stronger than any words of any man. And we know that because we have been left an intrinsic spirit, as so we would have no excuse in the final days. We can read in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 3:10, but we know about these things because God has sent his Spirit to tell us, and his Spirit searches out and shows all of God's deepest secrets. He's actually given you the secrets. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit. And God has actually given us his Spirit to tell us about the wonderful free gifts of grace and blessing that God has given us. Yes, hey? Holy Spirit's given us words that we as men might choose, so we use Holy Spirit's words to explain the Holy Spirit's facts. These are facts who others might not be able to understand. like the man who isn't a Christian. He can't understand. He can't accept these words and thoughts of God, which the Holy Spirit only teaches those who walk by the Spirit. They sound foolish to them. Because only those who have the Holy Spirit within them can understand the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit says, and others can't take it in because it is spiritual. It is holy spiritual manna. It is supernatural manna. It's a spiritual being that understands spiritual manna from the Holy Spirit. Holy spiritual man has insight into everything, and human man has nothing. He's baffled, the man of the world. Can't understand the Holy Spirit of all. How could he? For certainly he has never been one to know any of the Lord's thoughts or discuss them with him or even speak to God to have him move his hands in prayer. But, strange as it seems, we Christians actually do have within us a portion of the very thoughts and mind of Christ. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Have I been talking to you Christians as if you're babies? Can I not talk to you as healthy Christians who are filled with the Holy Spirit? For are you still only baby Christians controlled by your own desires, not God's, when you're jealous of one another and divide up quarreling groups? Doesn't that prove that you're still babies wanting your own way? You're acting like people who don't even belong to God. Doesn't this show how little you've grown? We are all just God's servants, each of us with certain special abilities, and no one's better than the next. We're all to plant a seed in the hearts of humanity. And no one can ever lay any foundation other than the real foundation, the one that came from Jesus Christ. And there are various ways to build the church. And don't you know, isn't it said, you are to love your brother, not to condemn him. Because isn't it said, and hasn't it been said by the prophets, hallelujah, he was casting out demons in your name, Jesus, and we told him to stop. And didn't Jesus say, if he's speaking in my name, will you bind him from speaking? How little you've discerned and understood, rightly divided the word of God to find yourself approved. Every workman who is built on the foundation with the right material, who stands on good work, will stand and get good pay on the day he's judged. Don't you realize that all of you together are the house of God, and the Spirit of God lives in all of you if you are part of his house. Remain holy and clean, and you are all his home. Don't fool yourselves and think you have average intelligence that you can stand in judgment of your brother. That's the world's standards. Set aside all of that and rather yourself to be a fool. And hold it back and ask for true wisdom from above. For this wisdom is from God, and this world is foolishness. For isn't it said, and isn't it said by the Lord in 1 Corinthians 4:20, that we are told that the Lord knows full well how the mind the human mind reasons and how foolish it is. So don't be so proud of following wise men. There's no glory in a man, so don't be proud of following one or the other. God and the Holy Spirit's given you everything you need. You're not going to get any of it from a man. The Lord himself is going to examine you. He's going to rightly divide your heart. He knows the color of your heart. The Lord himself, when he returns, is going to judge as to whether someone is a good servant or not. When the Lord comes, he will turn on the light so that everyone will see exactly what each of us is really like deep down in our hearts. No, then everyone will know why what we have been doing and why we've been doing it and how we've been doing it. And if you stand in judgment, let me tell you, at that time, God will give to each one of you whatever praise or judgment is coming to you. You must not be proud of one of God's teachers more than another. Why are you so puffed up about? What do you have that God didn't give you anyway? Everything you have is from God. Don't stand there and act like you're so great. You're not so great. You know? You stand here. We're weak. We are to be weak and broken. We are to be laughed at. Not well thought of. Not standing out in the corner on a pretense, praying among all of the crowd. No, to this hour we have gone hungry and thirsty, without even clothes to keep us warm. We have been kicked around without our homes. We've been worked weary with our hands to earn our living. We have blessed those who have cursed us. We've been patient with those who have injured us. We've replied quietly when evil things have been said upon us. I beg you to follow these examples as I do. That is the very reason why I'm sending Timothy here to help you. Trust in a worthy child in the Lord. He will remind you and keep teaching you in all the truths. The truth is, the kingdom of God is not just talking, but it is living by God's power. Why aren't you mourning in shame and seeing to it that men that are sinners are not among your memberships? People, that those among us that are living in sin, living in secret, we're to remove the people from our memberships. You're to call a meeting and cast out these people from your fellowships, all of them. A little leaven leaveneth the whole loaf. Take them out of your fellowship and cast them into Satan's hands to punish them for the destruction of the flesh. And in that hope that his soul will be saved when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. What a terrible thing it is that you are boasting about your purity and yet you let this sort of thing go on. Don't you realize that even one person who's allowed to go on sinning, soon all will be affected. Remove this evil cancer from among you so that you can stay pure. And then I wrote and I told you, do not mix with evil people. Do not mix with evil people. But what I meant was not the people of the world who live in sexual sin, because everywhere is that. No, what I meant was those who claim to be Christians, those who say they are, but they're greedy, they're swindlers, they worship idols, they get drunk, they're abusive. Those Christians don't even have lunch with. We're not to judge outsiders, but we are certainly to judge and deal strongly with those who are members of the church and those who are sinning in those ways. God alone is the judge of those outside, but you yourselves must deal with this person and put him out of your church. There should be someone among you that's wise enough to complete an answer among you. Ask someone if you don't know. But don't go to an unbeliever for the truth. Because unbelievers stand without any truth for you. I had someone from the Galactic Federation of Lies tell me that he had the truth, and what I had was lies. But we cannot fool ourselves about the kingdom of God and those who are worshiping idols and fallen angels and homosexuals or idol self-worshippers. They have no time for God. They are not going to the kingdom. And it says in the Word that sexual sin is the worst. Because he's going to raise our bodies from the dead. And our bodies are actually parts and members of Christ. So should I take part of a Christ and join him to a prostitute? No. That's why I say, run from sexual sin. No other sin affects the body as that one does. And when you sin this sin, it's against your whole body. Haven't you yet learned that your body is the home of the Holy Spirit God gave you, and that he lives within you, and that your body does not belong to you? For God bought it for a great price to use every part of your body and use it for the glory of God. And don't allow Satan to tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Rightly divide the word of God and become learned. Don't adhere to the doctrines of men and the lies of, especially the Galactic Federation of Lies, or any spirituality that comes from fallen angels. Thanks for tuning in today. Have a great day. It's Thursday. I'm looking forward to Friday. Hope to see you tomorrow. God bless you.